to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go. Good morning, folks. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call for July 25th, 2025. It's me, Jesse Bell, your host as always. Thank you for joining us on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. We kicked off the program with Dynamics by Yoshizawa featuring Kara Bateman. And I'm sure you've heard by now, folks, Trisha Paytas has given birth to her third child, her son Aquaman, which means we have lost another beloved celebrity. This time it is heavy metal innovator and all-around one-of-a-kind individual, Ozzy Osbourne, dead at the age of 76. What a life for Ozzy Osbourne. Not a surprise, and this might be a little harsh, but watching his final performance, which was incredible, it was great to see, but he did not appear to be in fantastic shape, so I can't say that this news is a surprise, but it is obviously very sad. One of the most, maybe fair to say, polarizing public figures in the sense that, throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s, he was almost regarded as this frightening freak show. And then in the early 2000s, his reputation softened as he became known largely as sort of a doddering old British burnout on the Osbournes. And look, I will say, his work with Sabbath is untouchable. Those first four or five Sabbath albums are basically, you know, the peak of the genre. You really aren't going to find a lot of stuff much better than that. Not a big fan of his solo work. He had some, let's say, problematic experiences in life. He had some moments that he certainly probably was not proud of. But what more can be said about the guy other than a true original and one of the most entertaining and unique figures in not just pop culture and music, but really life in general. There's nobody truly like Ozzy Osbourne. So rest well, Ozzy. We will hear a little bit of Sabbath later on. But for the time being, folks, let's get things started proper here. We play a lot of CanCon. We play a lot of new stuff. So let's tick a couple of those boxes right off rip. And in honor of Ozzy and Sabbath, we're going to start with a bit of a harder edge this morning. So kicking us off, we have this punk style track by, and I love this band name, this is a great, like, Jesse favorite band name, Blamethrower, with Another Dollar. We're going to go into Hurts by Amyl and the Sniffers, and we're going to keep the energy and the vibes, you know, hard and heavy here today in tribute to the great Ozzy Osbourne. All right, folks, here we go. This is Blamethrower with Another Dollar on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Come on. Eclipse Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
And welcome back, folks. That was Lost Gold by Goodbye You on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. It's July 25th, 2025. We mark the passing of the iconic Ozzy Osbourne earlier in the broadcast, and that informed a lot of what we played over the last half hour or so. We also had Bloom Effect with Itero. We had The Public Service with Glass House. We had The New Hires with Where the Sun Sets. And we heard music from, of course, Black Sabbath themselves with Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. We had Emil and the Sniffers with Hurts. And we had Blame Thrower with Another Dollar. Great Canadian punk act there. As of today, July 25th, we are less than a month away from the start of the Queen's football season right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. And did you know our Gales game day broadcasts are brought to you by the Grad Club? That's right, the Grad Club is our title sponsor for 2025. We appreciate all the awesome work they do here in the community as not just a great restaurant and social club, but a community arts hub. So you're going to be hearing a lot about the Grad Club during the football season, and we have got a whole lot of ground to cover, folks. The very first game of the season, Saturday, August 23rd, 3 p.m. kickoff, 2:45 Grad Club pregame show, is against the Western Mustangs, and it is the 100th clash between the Gales and the Mustangs. That's right, this will be game number 100 in a rivalry that actually dates back to about a week before the Great Depression started. So this is a rivalry with a lot of tenure, a lot of years on it, and certainly a lot of animosity between the teams. So in just a minute or so, we are going to be playing for you the brand new Queens versus Western promo to hype up the game and its broadcast right here on CFRC. Also, the night before, Friday, August 22nd, we are going to have a special 30-minute Gales season preview at 8 p.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. And that's actually followed by a special 90-minute edition of DJ Dina and their excellent program, Different Circles. So August is going to be a fabulously exciting time here at the station. Football's kicking off. It's going to be a great season for the Gales. It's going to be a great season for CFRC. And just to whet your appetite a little bit. Coming up next, we have got a promo hyping up that 100th game between the Gales and the Mustangs. And then we're going to go straight into the music with Nadia Tago and Imaginary Girl. You are tuned into the Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. On Saturday, August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
You've been asking questions, but I wanna keep my secrets. Can we make believe that I'm the one that you've been seeking? Give it time, you will find. Reality. feeling lonely? Do you need another reason? Mystery, that's the key. Don't pull back the curtain.
Some other name, you will know. On this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a single from local indie pop artist Luella, who is unveiling Pretty, a hard-on-sleeve track that covers the dizzy butterflies-in-your-stomach feeling of new love. Blending soft melodies with vulnerable lyrics and lo-fi warmth, this song is a featured offering from the deluxe edition of her sophomore album Summer Bummer, available everywhere now. Unfolding like a love letter, Pretty lingers in soft glances, tangled limbs, and all the quiet moments that make new love feel so electric. It's a tender ode to the surreal, youthful thrill of feeling truly seen and adored for the first time. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream the album Summer Bummer on your favorite platforms and enjoy the single Pretty from it now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
My mind, feel alone. inside. How would you know? It takes a drink to get loose. It's true.
Yeah. you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else we got going on.
Guess what? Pets off-leash can be a danger to other animals and wildlife.
Pets off-leash could scare wildlife, destroy the nests of birds, causing cuts and broken bones.
You can help by making sure your pet is on a leash while you're out and about.
Learn more at sandypineswildlife.org.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, a different picture, different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
We're Tiny Horse, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.